Jones at Le Manoir in Oxfordshire at the moment, and we've been talking about the fact that you were at the waterside, because what I've noticed about chefs is they're a little bit like racehorses. They have lineage in stables. Their training. Stables. They have stables. Tell me more about that concept, because where did you start out?
The Waterside Inn was my first Michelin star restaurant when I was 20 years old, and it was absolutely fantastic. And just walking into that environment, you knew this was the place for me. Tough, regimented, really long hours, really hard work, but I didn't see that. I didn't look at the hours at all. You're not counting hours. You're looking at what you can pick up, what you can learn, and when you've got masters like that stood alongside you. Mark Dodson was a head chef. Michelle was in the kitchen every day. So it was a fantastic place to be, to grow up alongside those guys. So I did myself a good couple of years there, which was a fantastic learning experience. It really was superb.
And does that sort of put you under a family of particular chefs when you've trained in a particular place, like a sort of like I said, like a racehorse, like a stable? Does that set you up then, depending on who you train under?
It can do, but again, you don't want to be, you know, typecast or any of those things. So I think it was for me, all I know, it was a brilliant start to my Michelin experience. You know, I thought once I'd eaten with Mark and I thought, I need to cook like this. Mm. How do I go about this? Then the first thing was set about writing to the best Michelin star chefs in the world, and I got a job at the Waterside Inn, which I was delighted with.
For people who are coming to eat in a fine dining restaurant for the first time, and they're looking at Michelin stars, what does it mean? What can you expect to find in a Michelin star restaurant?
Good food. Good food. If you count how many restaurants there are in the UK, I think there's 142 mm-hmm. at this moment in time with Michelin stars. Yeah. Okay, which is not many restaurants at all. You've got 4 3 stars, you've got 16 2 stars, and the rest 120 whatever it is. I've got 1 star Michelin. That means you're going to find some very, very good food there. It means the guy putting food on the plate is consistently good food. So you know you're going to have an experience that is going to be worth a journey.
Now, the Michelin star started really through a garage, I believe, that was sending out, or giving lists, really, of good places to eat and stay. In France, I believe it was in France, did that? It started in France in about, do you know what year it started in, roughly?
André Michelin started it in 1900, I think it was, which was, you know, the starting point. And it was, you know, gentlemen with motor cars travelling from here to there, where the garage was, where you could eat, all of those things. And I think we got hold of it in the, I think they started adding more and more restaurants into it in the 20s. I think it was the 30s when it got a little bit more, when they introduced the star system to it, 1 or 2 star Michelin, and the third one came along later on. So it was just a progress really from pit stops, where to stop and eat, where to change your tyres, all of those things. And obviously the Michelin guide was promoting people being on the road, burning tyre rubber. The way it was, so the further you travel, the more tyres you'd be buying. But it was free for a while. Now it's obviously you pay for the guide. But the great thing is, year on year, Britain, great British chefs, are getting more and more Michelin stars, which is absolutely fantastic. I think the first one I earned was 15 years ago, and there was 100. I think we're now up to 143 in the UK, which is absolutely astounding. They're not all Brits, but we can be proud of the you can actually go and eat in some great places now. There's a good choice, especially in London. You're spoilt for choice in London.
It's interesting, especially that Michelin's guide would have been so important, because of course we didn't have any internet. There would have been no Google and no search engines to look for these things. It would have been extremely important. I'm quite interested in the fact that you say that the British cuisine is coming up in the world, because we did actually at one point have a diabolical reputation, didn't we?
We do. The French, we were known as the roast beefs. But again, slowly that reputation is changing as well, where the French guys are taking a look at what we're doing, which is really, really interesting as well. And because there's no real... What's great about France is they've all got the culture. They're brought up with it from kids, eating well. We don't particularly have that. So it's actually getting right back to where we used to be. It's going backwards to go forwards and think, and rediscovering what, you know, are your local animals, what are your local trees and plants. And that's why we've looked at an orchard here at the Manoir. Michel Blanc's look heavenly. So we're getting right back to our Oxfordshire roots. What varieties were grown in Oxfordshire, you know, hundreds of years ago before the supermarkets took over in telling us what an apple should look like and how the skin should be and all the rest. So, yeah, it's getting right back to that. And there's a lot of work has gone on, a lot of hard work and sweat from the you know, the restaurants and the chefs in England. So it's a fabulous time, it really is.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much. That's really informative for everyone. Thanks.
Okie dokie.